California, and he'd stay at my house for weeks. He probably spent half a year or maybe more total at our house. So, you know, we did all kinds of things, you know, whether it was doing laundry together or cooking some food or barbecuing or just little errands. And so we really got to know each other more than sometimes when you just make music, because that's only one dimension of a person, you know.
And that connection also took place on, was that on the boat as well when you first connected with him?
No, I had had, Wee Willie Walker started out in the 60s recording for a label called Gold Wax, which is not the most well-known soul label, but they put out some wonderful stuff. They had the Ovations and James Carr and all kinds of great soul acts. Spencer Wiggins was a wonderful soul singer. So I knew about the music. I had Ace Records had put compilations of Gold Wax. And then I became aware when A Little Village put out their, I think their very first release was Wee Willie Walker. And what happened was, it was our first year going to Peretta as the house band. And Graziano, the director, artistic director, asked me, well, do you have any ideas for singers? Now, I just found out about Wee Willie Walker recording this record with Kit Anderson and all them. And it was a no-brainer. I said, Wee Willie Walker. And Graziano said, oh, Wee Willie Walker, yes. Because he knows about all the obscure songs. It was an easy sell. And that's, so we learned his material for the 2015 Peretta Soul Festival. And then it was just natural. He needed a good band. I said, hey, you know, after that, Willie, you want to come out to California and do some gigs? Sure. And we went on from there and did two records.
So what are we going to hear now?
What are we going to hear now? So I mentioned we're mostly original material, but we do always do, usually do a couple of covers on each album. And we chose this tune. It's actually by Lil Green and Big Bill Broomsey. It goes back to the 30s, I guess, late 30s, maybe early 40s. It's and Dinah Washington had a wonderful hit of it. It's called Romance in the Dark, sometimes just called In the Dark.
You know, Anthony, I feel very privileged that I've been able to follow your band with Frank Bay, with Wee Willie Walker, and now I'm going to see Willie Jordan singing with you guys in
the future. We're glad to have you come along for the ride, and we're going to be recording. We've been having a ball. Willie Jordan here has been coming over our house, and Larry Batiste, one of our band members, and Christine and me, we've been, what have we written, Willie? Three new songs for the album already?
We wrote three songs really fast, and the chemistry has just been like killer.
You should be at if you were at our house, sitting around our dining room table with the piano and the guitar, we have some fun. And
yeah, we do.
In March, we're going to the studio, right?
Yes, we are.
We're going to do another album.
Every time I come over to your house, your cat is in my face listening to me.
So we got Mavis Staples, the cat, contributes to the writing session every time.
That's wonderful. Yes, and Willie, I have to tell you, you came over with Anthony ostensibly simply to observe the Lucerne Blues Festival, but that didn't last too long. They put you to work very quickly there. You played with, sang a song with John Namath and the Love Light Orchestra.
Yes, I did.
And then you played last night with Terrence Simeon.
Yes, I did. They're both guys that I know. Of course, John, we did an album with Elvin and Kid and to help raise money for John for one of his first surgeries. And Terrence, I have a Zydeco background that goes back before. I don't know, a lot of people don't know about that, but I just happen to know a lot of the West Coast Zydeco people. And Terrence is one of the people that I know, and I know the music and I know him. And we have good conversations just about Creole history in general. So it was fun to hook up with both of them in that respect.
I learned about you through your work with Elvin Bishop and the Big Fun Trio. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what you did before. And are you originally from California?
Yes, born, bred, and fed in California. My family is from Texas and the other parts of Louisiana, sorry. But there we go. And there's a lot. I have a lot of seriously good history in my family. I came to music rather late, though. I would say I started performing my 28, 30, you know, after marriage number one and between marriage number two. I was a club performer in the North Bay in California, and it's a right place to be at the time when I was, because I had the opportunity to be able to play with good people. And there were established artists that lived in the area, and I knew some of the sidemen that worked with them. And so how it happens is as you go along, and as long as you can make it to the gig, and you don't do too much dirt and put a reputation around yourself, you can get hired. Mm-hmm. And so it's a hotbed for people to be able to go ahead and back up great musicians that live in Northern California that have good gigs. Your name can get around, good or bad. I happen to be on the good side of it, fortunately, and got a chance to go ahead and be a sideman with a few good people. They eventually introduced me to people that made it possible for me to be able to go ahead and have fun in this career. Yeah.
Now, did you first start working as a drummer or as a singer, or was it both together?
A lot of people ask me that. I was a drummer for a lot of bands, but singers wouldn't show up sometimes. I happen to have a memory for songs, more so than anything else, and I could sing, and I got pretty good pitch. So when they wouldn't show up, of course, you know, the drummer can sing, and they would sit there and go, the drummer can sing, and the drummer can play, and you could do it both at the same time. And I was like, well, nobody ever told me that I couldn't. So that's how I got to do a lot of jobs for a lot of people. And of course, I asked for double pay. Sometimes I got it, sometimes I didn't. But
I'm not giving it to you.
Thank you very much. Well, you know,
the drumming part's going to have to be on the house.
Get stuck. But anyway, it happened that I was lucky enough to be able to do a lot of drumming. And I drummed with jazz drummers. I played with Frank Morgan when I was young. I got to play with some good jazz musicians like Terry Henry and Bukovich up in the North Bay and stuff. As I said, I was in a location, and it's location, location, location when it comes to musicians. In the North Bay, a lot of people lived up there. There were opportunities to play with lots of good people.
Now, Willie, you don't like to brag, but I'm going to brag for you.
Well,
Willie drummed with John Lee Hooker.
I played with John Lee Hooker.
Give it up.
John Lee Hooker, Joe Louis Walker.
There we go.
Elvin Bishop.
I knew I'd get it out of here.
Charlie Mills. <Mills-Wise. laughs> and a few other people that were up there. You know, I happened to jump in on the gigs.
Yeah.
And I got good recommendations. I happened to work with, in particular with Elvin Bishop, we had a lot of other interests besides just drumming.
Fishing.
he's a lot of good fishing I've done with Elvin. Matter of fact, I fished with him more before I played with him. And also, I had a garden and he had a garden. He's quite the plant horticulturalist, both plants for food and plants for ornamental purposes. And,
recreational purposes, too.
Yeah, and other things in kind. And so we used to trade starts and plants and things like that because we and Green Thumbs, he's a country guy. And I have a pretty good interest in canning things and putting things together because I came from a background that did that, and so did Elvin. And so our connection pretty much was a lot of fishing and food and stuff. The music came sporadically over the years. I would say that I was involved with Elvin Bishop. The first recording I did with him was 1994. And then there was a 5-year span or 6-year span. And then I did another one in 1999 or 2000. And then there was a 10-year drought. And then I did another one, you know, and it was always stuff in between. But along the way, he recommended me for the jobs for John Lee Hooker. And from that job, I got a job with Joe Louis Walker. And from that job, I got other jobs with other funk bands that were up in the North Bay. It was a good place to be. And then eventually I played with Elvin right before Bobby Cochran came. You know, I did a few gigs and he asked me to be the drummer. And I had a gig that was already scheduled in Alaska. And I said, I can't take it. And he goes, well, I respect the fact that you're going to go ahead and take that gig, but I was going to offer you to my drum chair. And I went, damn, you know, so I didn't get it. But in retrospect, I was pretty young and kind of wild back then. So I wouldn't have been able to appreciate or probably hold it. When the time came to go ahead and work with Elvin, I was in a much better headspace, so to speak. And I was able to go ahead and take that responsibility and do that job better and well. And we have developed a good friendship over that.
Yeah, I've come late to the party. I only know you since you joined the Big Fun Trio.
That's correct.
But I gotta say, the humor that comes through in that first album is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Elvin's been around for 55 years. He's got jokes. He's got jokes.
It's a fun record to listen to.
And we're not afraid to go ahead and be nice and honest with each other. And we do have a good, honest, professional relationship as well as a friendship, such as the one that you had with Willie. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go over to somebody's house and you get in their kitchen and cook food, you have to have a good amount of trust, you know? Yeah. And you have to have a good amount of trust if you got a fish on the line and you give them the pole and say, bring the sucker in, because I don't do that for anybody.
Nice, you brought some. Willie, you also brought some music with you.
Yeah.
Tell me what you got.
Well, what I got is I brought in a mix of things. The Big Fun Trio stuff has been out there. I thought it'd be interesting to bring some stuff from other backgrounds. I have a group that I started right before I started working with John Lee Hooker. It's called The Case of the Willies. It's appropriate for this program, right? Yeah. And we did a Muddy Waters cover, and it's called I'm Ready. And I had a liking for horns myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear that now.
All right.
I'm ready. Ready as a man can be. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready as a man can be, baby. Now I hope that you are ready for me. Yeah. I've got the high-town pistol on a graveyard freight shooting. Tombstone bullets swinging. Ball and chain. I'm drinking. Drinking tea. I'm smoking. Dynamite. Yeah. I hope some screwball on a fight. Cause I'm ready. But then I ain't no square, cause I'm ready. Ready as a man can be, yeah. I'm ready for you. I hope that you are ready for me. Hell now. Ha, ha, ha.
Mark Stensler here on the Blues Zeppelin, and currently we're speaking with Willie Jordan. And Willie, I gotta acknowledge, it's not just you singing on that, that you're playing the drums at the same time.
As I said, I like to pay myself twice. So there you go.
But that can't be easy, because funk is sort of, you gotta really be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I've been given a gift to be able to go ahead and split my mind in two or three pieces. And in music, it's convenient to do that. Can't do it in court, but yeah, it works everywhere else. I mean, you know, it's just something I've been able to do.
It sounds good. And we were talking while the song was playing,
right,
that there are a lot of good guys playing horns up there and guitar.
That guitar player that was on there, that's Volker Striffler, and he plays with the Ford Band. He's got a few good tunes in his own right. He's from Heidelberg, over a few mountains, I guess, from here. But he's out there in California, and I've worked with him quite a bit. And there's great horn players. Yeah, and there's David Scott, and there's, let's see. I think that's Glenn Sullivan. And Carl Bowers is on the bass, who's also a hell of a trombone player, too, if you ever need one.
Nice. Let's hear another track. You have a track called Hold On. What's that about?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun, because I haven't heard this in a long time. This was the very first CD that I did, and I did it with a guy from the town of Dusson. His name is Richie Domé, and he was heavy into letting me know about South Louisiana and Zydeco in general. And he says, this is your music, you know, you have a heritage that's down there, you need to learn about this. And so we did, and a few years into it, we learned how to play Zydeco, and I got introduced to that, which I'll get into that more a little bit later. But this guy was a hell of a songwriter, too. He's passed away very early. also from lung problems. But he wrote good tunes. He and I kind of messed around with a little bit of soul, and this tune is called Baby Just Hold On. It's very short, but I like it.
Beautiful.
That was my trying to be Aaron Neville phase.
Sounds really good.
You did pretty good, Willie.
And you were doing some name dropping before. You mentioned John Lee Hooker, and you have a song here that you did with Joe Louis Walker.
Yeah. Prior to that group, Gator Beat, which I was in, and then I started The Case of the Willies, which was the other tune. That was clubbing around in the North Bay. North Bay in California, and that's when I got a chance to go ahead and start working with people. And Joe Louis Walker was in the area, and I got a chance to get together with him with great Levi Lloyd on guitar, who passed away last year. Geno Hawkins, he played keys. He's gone too. Whew, yeah. But those guys got together and they pulled me up and they're like, hey, we need a dependable drummer. We need somebody who's got drums in a car and can show up. And so, yay. So I got the gig. And this is with Joe Louis Walker. And we recorded this in Bayside Studios, which doesn't exist anymore, but it was in Richmond, California. We had a good time doing this one. Mm.